As Harry's birthday dinner would have stretched the Burrows' kitchen to breaking point even before the arrival of Charlie, Lupin, Tonks and Hagrid, several tables were placed end to end in the garden. Fred and George bewitched a number of purple lanterns, all emblazoned with a large number 17, to hang in mid-air over the guests. Thanks to Mrs. Weasley's ministrations, George's wound was neat and clean. But Harry was not yet used to the dark hole in the side of his head, despite the twins' many jokes about it. Hermione made purple and gold streamers erupt from the end of her wand and draped themselves artistically over the trees and bushes. "Nice," said Ron, as with one final flourish of her wand, Hermione turned the leaves of the crabapple tree to gold. "You've really got an eye for that sort of thing." "Thank you, Ron," said Hermione, looking both pleased and a little confused. Harry turned away, smiling to himself. He had a funny notion that he would find a chapter on compliments when he found time to peruse his copy of 12 Fail-Safe Ways to Charm Witches. He caught Ginny's eye and grinned at her, before remembering his promise to Ron and hurriedly striking up a conversation with Monsieur Delacour. "Out of the way! Out of the way!" sang Mrs. Weasley, coming through the gate with what appeared to be a giant beach-ball-sized snitch floating in front of her. Seconds later, Harry realized that it was his birthday cake, which Mrs. Weasley was suspending with her wand, rather than risk carrying it over the uneven ground. When the cake had finally landed in the middle of the table, Harry said, "That looks amazing, Mrs. Weasley."
"Oh, it's nothing, dear," she said fondly.
Over her shoulder, Ron gave Harry the thumbs up and mouthed,
"Good one."
By 7 o'clock, all the guests had arrived, led into the house by Fred and George, who had waited for them at the end of the lane. Hagrid had honored the occasion by wearing his best and horrible hairy brown suit. Although Lupin smiled as he shook Harry's hand, Harry thought he looked rather unhappy. It was all very odd. Tonks, beside him, looked simply radiant.
"Happy birthday, Harry,"
she said, hugging him tightly.
17, eh?"
said Hagrid as he accepted a bucket-sized glass of wine from Fred.
6 years to the day since we met, Harry. Do you remember it?"
"Vaguely," said Harry, grinning up at him. "Didn't you smash down the front door, give Dudley a pig's tail, and tell me I was a wizard?"
"I forget the details,"
Hagrid chortled.
"All right, Ron, Hermione."
"We're fine," said Hermione. "How are you?"
Not bad. Been busy. We got some newborn unicorns. I'll show you when you get back."
Harry avoided Ron and Hermione's gazes as Hagrid rummaged in his pocket.
"Here, Harry. Couldn't think what to get you, but then I remembered this."
He pulled out a small, slightly furry drawstring pouch with a long string, evidently intended to be worn around the neck.
"Moleskin. Hide anything in there, and no one but the owner can get it out. They're rare, them."
"Hagrid, thanks."
"It's nothing,"
said Hagrid with a wave of a dustbin lid-sized hand.
"And there's Charlie. Always liked him. Hey, Charlie!"
Charlie approached, running his hands slightly ruefully over his new, brutally short haircut. He was shorter than Ron, thick-set, with a number of burns and scratches up his muscly arms.
"Hi, Hagrid. How's it going?"
"Been meaning to write for ages. How's Norbert doing?"
"Norbert?" Charlie laughed. "The Norwegian Ridgeback? We call her Norberta now."
"What? Norbert's a girl?"
"Oh, yeah," said Charlie. "How can you tell?" asked Hermione. "They're a lot more vicious," said Charlie. He looked over his shoulder and dropped his voice. "Wish Dad would hurry up and get here. Mum's getting edgy."
They all looked over at Mrs. Weasley. She was trying to talk to Madame Delacour while glancing repeatedly at the gate.
"I think we'd better start without Arthur," she called to the garden at large after a moment or two. "He must have been held up at—" "Oh!"